Introduction. It is difficult, after the passage of more than a century, to understand the extent to which the train robbery of 1855 shocked the sensibilities of Victorian England. At first glance, the crime hardly seems noteworthy. The sum of money stolen, £12,000 in gold bullion, was large but not unprecedented. There have been a dozen more lucrative robberies in the same period, and the meticulous organisation and planning of the crime, involving many people and extending over a year, was similarly not unusual. All major crimes at the mid-century called for a high degree of preparation and coordination. Yet the Victorians always referred to this crime in capital letters as the Great Train Robbery. Contemporary observers labelled it the crime of the century and the most sensational exploit of the modern era. The adjectives applied to it were all strong. It was unspeakable, appalling, and heinous. Even in an age given to moral overstatement, these terms suggest some profound impact upon everyday consciousness. To understand why the Victorians were so shocked by the theft, one must understand something about the meaning of the railways. Victorian England was the first urbanised, industrialised society on earth, and it evolved with stunning rapidity. At the time of Napoleon's defeat at Waterloo, Georgian England was a predominantly rural nation of 13 million people. By the middle of the 19th century, the population had nearly doubled to 24 million, and half of the people lived in urban centres.